Hi, and welcome to this fairly quick, dirty, as it were, audio presentation of updating to the new BrailleNote Touch version 2.0, which came out the day after I posted my first unboxing, setup, and going through of BrailleNote Touch version 1.0. And there are some features in 2.0 that I really wanted to show you and combine them with my first demo, but unfortunately it didn't work out by one day. But as soon as I got the notification of the update, I thought I better do a quick demo of version 2, i.e. how to go about updating the BrailleNote Touch from version 1 to version 2, and then look at the exciting new features, of which are the two main ones that I wanted to show you, which is using the Knif Burrito app for OCR, and also using now the BrailleNote Touch as a braille display terminal to another device, such as your Mac or iPhone, i.e. VoiceOver. In this demo, what I'm actually going to do is, as I said, I'm going to do the update to version 2. We'll look at the KNFB reader, and then I'll show you how to link it up to the iPhone, at least to use the BrailleNote Touch as a refreshable braille display. So let me turn on the BrailleNote Touch with the oval button towards the back on the left-hand side.
Locked. 101. Tuesday, the 1st of November. 101 a.m.
I'm just pressing the next button unlock to get button. To the unlock button, pressing the auto cursoring key above it.
Device unlocked. Main menu.
Okay, now I want to get to all apps because I want to get to key update to update the BrailleNote Touch. So I'm just going to press A.
All applications.
And press dot 8 or enter.
Main menu, all apps. Calendar.
And I'm going to keep pressing K.
Keep. Key BRF. Key Calc. Key Files. Key List. Key Mail. Key Plan. Key Updaughter.
Okay, that said Key Updaughter. It's actually Key Updater. And pressing dot 8 or enter.
Update menu. Read release notes.
And we've got read release notes. We'll bring up Key Web and tell us what's new. So if I press the next button,
begin
far
update.
Right-hand side, the main panel, begin update, I'm just going to press dot 8.
Key updaughter. Downloading update. Release.
Okay, downloading update. And it's also on the braille display.
0%.
And here we go, 0%. And I'll just make sure it gets to 1%. And then what I'll do is I'll pause the recording and I'll come back just as the update finishes downloading.
1%.
On its way. So I will be back in a tick, at least as far as the recording is concerned.
1%.
So while it's been updating, the BrailleNote Touch has gone to sleep. So I'm just going to wake it up and we'll see where it's up to. Let me just wake it up with the power / wake button on the left hand side.
Locked. 2:11. Tuesday, and the 1st of
I'm
November,
just going to
2:11 a.m.
Next, the next button to go unlock to the button. Unlock button. Auto cursor on unlock.
Device unlocked. Key updaughter. Downloading update.
And let's
release.
See what it's up to. Let's press the next button.
95%.
95%. Yeah, I might just turn this up another little bit.
Music volume set to 80%.
That's better. Just make sure it comes out okay in the recording. Because I noticed when I checked the initial recording.
95%.
When I was just initiating the update, the sound on Amadeus Pro on my Mac just sounded a little bit quiet since I've just got the BrailleNote Touch sitting next to my MacBook without using a mixer or an external mic or anything.
96%.
And this update download was a little bit slow today because I'm doing it at work. I was actually using my hotspot on my iPhone to do the download.
97%.
3% to go. I'm not quite sure how big the actual download goes, but because it was so slow today, it's probably taking me about 45, 50 minutes here at Vision Australia at my workplace today. So don't take that as an indication how big it was. I just think my connection's very slow today. I'm just going to press the power button
locked.
Again. Turn it back on.
2:14 to 2:14 a.m. Unlock button. Device unlocked. Key updaughter. 97%. Screen off.
Oi. Wake up, please.
Key updaughter. 2:16 a.m. 99%. 99%. Verifying package integrity.
Yeah. Verifying package integrity, and it's currently percentage on the braille display. Zipping quite fast. It's up to 31% now.
37%.
It's 37%. It's now 54 on the braille display, 75 on the braille display.
90%.
100%.
Alert power off, shutting down.
Oh, okay. Alert power off, shutting down is on the braille display. Excuse that noise in the background. That's our front door here at Vision Australia. So it's powered off. Now it's restarting. On the braille display, it's got starting key soft. And next to the little starting key soft symbol, we've got a little progress thing that's sort of going round in circles on the braille display. It's quite cute, actually. It was quite nice to set your finger over. Okay, updating 0% on the braille display. Now up to 5%. And depending on how long this goes for, because I'm doing this sort of live, I'll go back and re-edit this since I'm getting it out so quickly today, or this evening when I do it, I might edit this little bit out. So it's now up to 17%. So I'll pause the recording and we'll come back in when it's up about 95%. It's interesting, I'll just come back on the recording. It's interesting the fact that it's just been now sitting on 77% for about a minute. So obviously this must be a fairly intensive unpack or verify, because it's taking quite a while to get past 77%, but the progress thing is still going round and round on the braille cells. Yep, just zip past it, and now we're up to 92%, so I'll keep the recording going now. So I was probably there for about a minute or two on 77%, so if you encounter that, don't worry about it. It's turned off, now it's restarting again after getting to about 96%, I think. So it says starting key soft again. And of course, so that update didn't have any speech running. It was just purely on the braille display where it said updating and the percentage. Turned off again and restarting again. So it says starting key soft and the cute little progress stuff on the braille display. Now I might pause the recording again while it's starting up, and I'll let you know how long I had to pause the recording for.
Tuesday the 1st of November, 2:27, locked, unlock, charging, 73%. Mm. Locked, 2:27. Tuesday the 1st of November.
Oh, okay, so it's now on the lock screen. So that probably took, let me just check my Apple Watch.
It's 1:27.
So about 3 minutes to do that starting key soft as it after it unpacked and did the percentage for the update. Let me press the next button.
Unlock button.
And unlock.
Device unlocked. Main menu.
Main menu, okay, let's see whether we have the KNFB reader and the braille terminal now on the main menu. So I'm just going to press the next button.
Contacts, email, internet, word processor, planner, file manager, calculator, Victorida, Play Store, KNFB reader.
Aha, there it is, KNFB reader. Next, and press the next button again.
Braille terminal.
And braille terminal. I'm just going to keep going.
All applications.
And down to all applications. So let me just whiz back to the top.
Top.
And contacts. I'm assuming if we just press K,
KNFB reader,
we get to KNFB reader. And if we press B,
braille terminal,
we get to braille terminal. Cool. All right, so I'm going to press K,
KNFB reader.
And this is the first time I've used this. So that's my Mac going off with mail. I'm pressing .8, enter.
Alert importing.
Oh, I don't know what it's importing, but it's importing something. Let me just use the right thumb key.
Importing. 66%.
Oh, okay. 66%. Unless I got that to that bit. 100%. So not quite sure what it was importing, but anyway. Still has importing on the braille display. Still says 100%.
Oh,
here we go.
Take picture.
Okay.
Take picture of the document and read the text. Button.
Okay, now through the wizardry of me jumping away from work due to the room that I was in doing the recording being used, or was going to be about to be used, I've now teleported myself home and I'm now in the evening versus the day. And I'm just going to finish off going through the KNFB reader, and then I will then link up the Braille Note Touch to my iPhone, course using the braille terminal under Bluetooth mode. Okie dokie. All right, so let me first of all just repeat what button we're on. So we were on the take picture button, but just let me do the previous button to go back on the screen.
Tilt guidance. Double tap to change setting.
Okay, that's tilt guidance, and it's currently off in the checkbox. I just have to use an auto cursoring key to check it on.
Tilt guidance. Double tap to change setting. Checked.
Okay, and I press the auto cursoring key again.
Tilt guidance. Double tap to change setting. Not checked.
Okay, I'll turn it off. So the previous button again.
Camera flash is on.
Camera flash is on.
Double tap to change camera flash mode.
Just use the auto cursoring again.
Camera flash is off.
And press auto cursoring again.
Camera flash is automatic.
And it's now automatic. Now I'm actually going to leave mine on automatic because in this toy room of my boys' room here, because in this toy room it's a little bit on the dimmer side, on the dim side. So previous button again.
Settings.
And we've got settings.
File Explorer.
There's File Explorer.
Top.
And they're at the top. Okay, so just let me press the next button to get settings. Back down to camera. Take picture.
Tilt guide. Take picture. Take picture of the document and read the text.
Okay, of course that's what button. We're going to be using with the camera underneath the BrightNote Touch towards the back middle underneath.
Field of
next
view
button
report.
Again. Field of view report. Hold
camera position relative to the document.
Okay, report button. Camera position relative to the document, which I'll probably use to start off with. Next
add
button.
Picture from library.
Add picture from
choose
library.
Choose picture from device library to be added.
Choose picture from device library. Next button.
Batch mode off.
Batch mode off.
Double tap to change setting.
Set next language. Again. Set language.
Current selection. English button.
Current selection is English. Next button.
Select document type.
Select document type.
Current type. Multi-column button.
Current type multi-column. That's fine for the moment. Next button.
Select picture mode.
Select picture mode.
Current selection. Manual button.
Current selection manual. Next button.
Bottom.
And we're at the bottom. Okay, so let me see whether our single letter navigation is still working, even though we're in Canopy Reader, which it's, of course it should be. So I'm going to press T.
Tilt guidance.
Tilt guidance.
Double
T again.
Tap. Take picture.
And there's take picture.
Take picture of the document and read the text.
Or if I did F, for example.
File Explorer.
And F again.
Field of view report.
There's field of view report.
Report camera position relative to the document.
Okay, which I said I was going to use. So I'm going to pick up the BrightNote Touch. And this is where this...
Take picture.
Whoops.
Take picture of the document and read the text.
Move it on the screen. This is where it gets a bit fiddly.
Take picture. Field of view report.
Because this...
Report camera position relative to the document.
Because this case really does get in the way a bit.
Take pitch. Tilt guidance.
Because I keep holding it and trying to move it. I keep moving the buttons. So let me just...
Field of view report.
Okay, field of view report.
Report camera position
relative
to the document.
So I'm just going to put the... book down on. This is the famous Five by Edith Blyton, and this is Five on the Treasure Island, the first book I read when I was little. Okay, so I'm going to hold the BrightNote Touch over the paperback and press dot 8 and we'll see what happens.
All four edges are visible rotated 0 degrees counterclockwise.
Okay, now I should be able to just press the action button on the right hand side now of the BrightNote Touch to take a picture. I'll do that now.
Take picture.
And it worked. Click. Okay, and I heard a click. Now, once I heard that noise, I'm just going to put the book aside and put the BrightNote Touch down, put the case back over the back. And let me see, I have chapter 1. A great surprise. Lovely. All right, let's do continuous read with Keysoft. I'm going to do space G and see what happens.
Chapter 1, a great surprise, / mother. Have you heard about our summer holidays yet? / said Joanne at the breakfast table. / could we go to Polseth as usual? Aye, said his mother. They are quite full up this year. / the three children at the breakfast table looked at one another in great disappointment. They did so love the house at Polseth. The beach was so lovely there, too, and the bathing was fine, said Daddy. We'll find somewhere else just as good for you. And anyway, Mother and I won / to be able to go with you this year. Has Mother told you? No! / said Anne. / Mother, is it true? Can / do you really come with us on our holidays? You always do. Well, this time Daddy wants me to go to Scotland with him.
Okay, that'll do. I don't know where those backslashes are coming from, but anyway, it's got the text pretty well, quite nicely, and it certainly reads fine in Braille. Okay, so I'm not going to go through the rest of it, but that actually worked quite nicely. That was the first time me holding just the bummer touch in my hand, or my hands, over the paperback. And some people have suggested that if you are using it, just holding your hands, put your elbows on the table and hold up the Bonnet Touch almost like in a triangle with your elbows on the table, so it's supporting the Bonnet Touch because it is quite heavy. And then you've got a solid base on which then to take the picture without the camera moving around too much. Otherwise, get yourself a nice, good, solid stand to sit the Bonnet Touch on top of. That's a quick play of the Canon Beretta. It works beautifully well. And obviously the camera's fine for doing the OCR, so I'm just going to press the home button.
Main menu. Contacts.
Put the book away because I've actually got the Bonnet Touch sitting on top of it. Okay, back in the bookshelf. All right. Okay, so let's try the Braille terminal now. So I actually don't have Bluetooth turned on. So I'm going to see what happens when I just try and access it without turning on Bluetooth in all programs setting Bluetooth. So I'm just going to do B for Braille terminal.
Braille terminal.
And press .8 or enter.
Select how you want to connect to your device.
Select how you want to connect, and if I press the next button,
Bluetooth button,
Bluetooth,
USB button,
or USB. By the way, you can connect to your Mac via Bluetooth. Just pair it under Bluetooth devices first in System Preferences, and then go into VoiceOver Utility, Braille Display, add Bluetooth Braille Display, and you'll find the Braille Note Touch without any problem. Okay, so let me press the previous button
Bluetooth
here.
Bluetooth button.
And I'm press .8 on Bluetooth.
Braille terminal. Bluetooth.
Okay, all right. Now let me come to my iPhone and say, hey Siri, open VoiceOver settings.
Let's take a look at the VoiceOver settings.
Okay, settings. Touch the top of the screen. Now let's just flick down to Braille, flicking to the right.
Voice, tap, double, swipe, voice, speak, speaking, use pit, verbos, speech, Braille, button.
Okay, one finger double tap on Braille.
Braille, VoiceOver. Back button.
Click to the right.
Braille screen, status sale. Equation, show on, turn, Braille, alert, disk, choose a, in progress. Braille int BI32/ Braille note touch 888. Not
paired. There's the Braille touch.
Braille int BI32/ alert.
Braille int
BI32/ Braille note, confirm, that, cancel, pair, button.
Now double tap pair on there.
Braille.
And next
Braille
button on
here. Braille int BI32/ Braille note touch 888. Connect.
Braille terminal. Bluetooth.
Selected. Braille int BI32/ Braille note touch 888. Connected. Button.
Okay, so basically I hit the pair button first on the iPhone and then the pair button next on the Braille note touch. On the Braille display, I've got Braille int BI32/ Braille note right thumb button touch. 888 connected. Selected BTN button or button. Okay, so I should be able to just press space H now on the Braille input keyboard on the Braille Touch, the physical keyboard.
Mail. Known red emails.
Okay.
Actions
and
available.
Space 4.
Calendar. Photos. Camera. Max. Clock. 7:45 PM.
Space 1 to go back.
Max. Camera. Photos. Calendar. Mail. Known red
and of
emails.
Course, space 3 and 6.
Mail.
And space 1 to 3 jump to top.
Drafts. One draft. Mailbox. All inboxes. Edit. Search B. ATC help. FW. Your Gmail address.
Okay,
drafts.
And so on.
One draft in progress.
Let's jump back
button.
To the top. All right. And space H to come out again.
Mail. Known red emails.
And of course, if I did.
Actions available.
Of course, if I did space K.
Starting help. To stop help. Perform a 4-finger double tap or 2-finger scrub.
Okay.
Or press
I can
escape
find
on
out.
The keyboard.
What the keys are on the Braille Note Touch for navigation. So if I do space 5-6.
.5.6 space bar. Select next rotor setting.
Okay, next rotor setting, space 2 and 3.
.2.3 space bar. Select previous rotor setting.
Space .6.
.6 space bar. Move to next item using rotor setting.
Space .3.
.3 space bar. Move to previous item using rotor setting.
And the really useful one, space and .8.
.8 space bar. Activates the return key.
Okay, activates the return key, space .7.
.7, space bar. Activates the delete key.
If I hit one of the auto cursoring keys.
Router. Double tap the selected item or in the math expression, move the rotor to the selected part of the expression.
Press the previous button on the front panel left hand side.
Move to previous item.
Next button, far right hand side.
Done. Move to next item.
Okay, and
hand braille to the left.
And right thumb key.
Hand braille to the right.
And of course, to come out of help, I should be able to do space 1, 2.
Escapes the current context. Stopping help.
Okay, and of course, if I press, and I won't do it in a minute, if I press the home button on the Braille Note Touch itself, front middle of the front panel, I'm going to come out of Braille Terminal mode. Lift up the physical keyboard, put it over the back, put all 10 fingers down till I feel the vibration, short vibration, take them off. Now do on the touch screen, space dot
one, 4. Calendar, photos, camera, max, clock, 7:49 p.m.
Space dot 1.
Max, camera, photo, calendar, mail, no unread emails.
Okay, and space screen 6.
Mail.
To go into mail.
Mailbox, all inboxes.
And heading. Space and H to come out.
Mail, no unread emails.
Okay, and let me just say, hey Siri, open notes.
Notes.
One finger, four touch down the bottom.
New note, button.
Four finger touch down the bottom screen.
New note, button.
One finger double tap.
New note, note, text field, is editing.
Okay, so that's editing. 10 fingers down. And all 10 fingers down. And do the...
Space, the...
Q-U-I-C-K.
Space, A, misspelled.
Whoops.
Space, K. A, colon, K, Q.
Okay, that was me doing space dot 7. Okay, quick again. Q, U, I, C, K, space.
Space, quick.
Brown.
Space, brown.
Fox.
Space, fox.
Jumped.
Space, jumped. Space, over.
The.
Space, the.
Is that lazy?
Space, lazy.
Dog.
Space.
And
space and
raced
space race.
I'm just going to keep typing it. A Y
space away
into
space into space the
bush
space B K S H
whoops
H S K B
bush
space bush
never
space never space space never
to
space
the
space B
scene.
Space, scene.
A-G-A-I-N. And I'm actually typing in your computer right at the moment.
Space, again.
So I was typing fairly slowly so you could hear me doing it. Okay, so you can type in quite nicely using the touchscreen as well. It actually feels quite strange touching on a touchscreen of a Braille device going over to my touchscreen on my iPhone. All right, so let me just press the home button on the Braille Note Touch to come out.
Main contacts, queue list.
And I'm going to press the home button on my iPhone.
Mail. No unread emails.
Lock my iPhone.
Actions available.
Press the power sleep button on the Braille Note Touch.
Screen off.
And that completes this demonstration of updating the Braille Note Touch, having a very quick play with the KNFB Reader app for OCRing, and of course pairing the Braille Note Touch to use as a Braille display, in this case for my iPhone. And as I said, you can use Bluetooth connectivity as a Braille display for the Braille Touch on your Mac as well. So that completes this demonstration. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.